Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
It's a Luda Thursday, all right? Luda! Luda! DTP! Kevin Kugler, Danny Woodhead, and a young man by the name of Brian Munson. All still to come. All still to come. Bunch of stuff I want to get to here. You know, we're talking about Bill Moos. So yesterday, one of the things that hit at the end of the show, I'm not so sure it didn't break at like 154, you know, was the whole thing on Bill Moos being open to alcohol being sold at Memorial Stadium. There are certain things you just have been kind of conditioned, like, you know, whether it's legalized gambling, marijuana, whatever, like in this state where you're just like, I'll believe it when I see it. Maybe Mava's great granddaughter might, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. So alcohol in Memorial Stadium, obviously a topic that really can elicit a lot of strong opinions, both sides. For me, if I was at the if I had to cast my vote, I'd vote yeah, sure. I'm good with that. Alcohol sales at Memorial Stadium, I'm good. PBA, Haymarket Park, I'm good with that. But I also don't think it's a huge deal. You know, like I don't think it's it's not like these you know, PBA and Memorial Stadium dying for attendance or whatever, and or dying for I don't think it's a huge deal. So the fact that there aren't alcohol sales at PBA, at for Husker basketball games, at Memorial Stadium, it's not a huge deal to me. But here's the thing. I'm the wrong guy to talk to about this. You know why? Because I'm not really in that world. Not to try and separate myself from, like, you, the fans, but, like, 99% of the time, if I'm at a game, I'm either working the game or when it comes to a sporting event, 99% of the time, I'm either going to be working it or I'm going to watch it at home. Like, I just very rarely go to games and sit in the stands. So I'm not, like, in that world, you know? So I don't want to be disingenuous and act like I have a really strong opinion on something that I don't really, I'm not in that a ton. I'm not in that a ton. So in some ways, I feel like my vote doesn't really, like, carry a whole bunch of weight, you know? Now, I will say this. I think there is something to. First of all, the idea that there is not alcohol being smuggled into Memorial Stadium. Come on. And then in a weird way, we were talking about this with before the crossover with Stibbs and John and Josh yesterday. I just think sometimes at Memorial Stadium, the fact that there isn't alcohol sales probably encourages more binge drinking than you realize. Because what a lot of people do is a lot of people feel like they got to pound a bunch of drinks during the tailgate or right before kickoff. And so they're a little too drunk when they get in the game. Or even some people, you know, do the whole dart out to the tailgate at halftime and slam a couple and then run back in. In a weird way, it's kind of like I've always felt like with this. I've always felt like legalizing gambling will actually make sports gambling cleaner, because you take it out of the back rooms, bring it to light. You can really monitor it, watch it. Like, I actually think legalizing sports gambling, honestly, in some ways, makes for less funny business than having it be illegal. Because when it's illegal, it's pushed into the shadows, into the back rooms, all those things. And in a weird way, I almost feel the same way about alcohol sales at Memorial Stadium. If your big concern is like a binge drinking and people, I honestly think in a weird way, and I know this is like, what? Having alcohol at Memorial Stadium sold will probably decrease a little bit of the binge drinking. Because here's the thing, a beer is going to be about like $9 or $10. You're not going to be too eager to want to drop You know, you have two, three beers, all of a sudden you're 30 bucks. 30, 35 bucks. And then also you got to wait in line and you got, you know, all those things. I think the price of the alcohol and the lines that you have to, like, has a way of curtailing some of the drinking. So I know it sounds crazy. It's like I've always thought with legalizing sports gambling. I think you will clean that up more if you legalize it. And I'm not so sure that you won't put a dent into some binge drinking if you would have alcohol sales at Memorial Stadium. So I don't have a strong opinion on it either way. I can go either way with it. If you ask me, I'd vote yes. I'd vote yes. But I also don't think it's a huge deal. I guess for me, I'd be kind of like, what's interesting to me is I wonder what you've kind of, for lack of a better term, made it this long without having alcohol sales. Like, I guess, what is it about now that makes you be like, yep, we got to have alcohol sales? And maybe this is just a cumulative thing of fans' opinions and whatever beating down the door. And maybe it's also just the fact that Bill Moose has a different mindset about it. It could be that. But also feel like, again, you've made it this long without having to sell beer and alcohol and wine and stuff at games. I'm not sure the impetus or the catalyst of being like, you know what? That's it. Gonna have to do it. Gonna have to do it. I don't think you're lacking for ticket sales or revenue or all that stuff. I mean, sure, you'll always take a couple extra bucks. But, you know, for me, I'd vote yes. I'd vote yes, but it's also not the biggest deal in the world to me. Jed says, I vote no because I don't want to hear my mom talk about how disappointed she is in Nebraska. Oh, ridiculous. I love it. I absolutely love it. So there you go. We'll see. I mean, again, this is one of those things. I'll believe this when I see it. I think this got a long ways to go to get everybody on board with that. Maybe some of the renovations to South Stadium that are potentially in the works would allow for some of that stuff to be installed while you're doing that. I don't know. But we'll see. But that's kind of my, how you like that for a hot take? I'd vote yes, but I don't think it's a huge deal. I'm coming with strong opinions today, guys. I'm coming with real strong ones. We're live from the Next Jam Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you, 11:41 here on a Thursday. Again, Kugler, Munson, Danny Woodhead, all still to come. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com, or you can hit me on Twitter @Nick Baugh. Game time.